It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. It's not all good news, I guess, on the recruiting trail, Greg. Mostly good news. Three new commitments. Yep. There was one as we started to approach decision time. Antonio Alfano, the huge four-star defensive lineman, freakish four-star defensive lineman. I have no doubt, watching him recently, that he's going to be a high draft pick. I just feel that way. Comes from New Jersey. It looked to be Penn State's race early. He set a commitment date.
Yeah.
He pushed the commitment date back. Not even pushed it back. He called off the commitment date. And that's when you kind of knew that the status quo might be disrupted. It ended up going Alabama's way in the long run. That kind of is how it shaped up. You saw the writing on the wall. I think in recruiting now, with especially the 24/7 sports crystal ball, there aren't a huge amount of surprises now because there's a lot of breadcrumbs out there.
Right.
With him, the breadcrumbs were starting to line up. I know a few weeks ago I sort of predicted that he would end up at Penn State, but I was wrong about that.
Yeah,
first time in my life.
I know, it was rare.
I had to double check that with my wife. She confirmed, first time ever wrong. Antonio Alfano to Alabama. Good fit for him because that is a program that just creates and churns out juggernaut defensive linemen. He looks like he could be next.
Unfortunately for Penn State, it is yet again in a position where a really good defensive lineman close to home has decided to go somewhere else. This has been really the one area of the James Franklin era that has seemingly not gone their way. You think back to Christian Wilkins, Thomas Holly. Granted, he didn't work out. He had a medical injury and is no longer playing football. But there's some other guys that you could all lump in there as well. I mean, defensive line recruiting, for whatever reason, I mean, Sean Spencer has been one of the more productive line coaches in the country. Obviously, a good coach and recruiter. You look at what Penn State has sent to the NFL from that position group. It surprises me that they keep having these struggles, if you will, that, you know, defensive line just doesn't seem to go their way with the top tier guys. However, I think if Alfano, you know, if Josh Gattis didn't go to Bama and he was still at Penn State, honestly, I think Alfano would probably be in the line at this point. But I think Gattis really played a big role in this once he got to Tuscaloosa. I was just taken aback at the opening regional in New Jersey back in April, mid-April, and just listening to Alfano talk about Gattis. And at this point, he didn't really seem like he was ready to decide anytime soon or anything like that. But you could just tell that there was a relationship there that he maybe didn't have in another program. But I think that, in a lot of ways, helped sway things for the Crimson Tide.
It's hard to ignore that. And I think there's going to be a couple other prospects along the way where it's going to be hard to ignore, especially wide receivers. You know, John Metchie, who I think we'll touch on if we have time a little bit later. Julian Fleming in the 2020 class. I think Alabama poses a real threat to Penn State there because of Josh Gattis, too. I think as far as defensive linemen go, Penn State just hasn't turned the corner there yet. And I think one of the things is they haven't just churned out a steady run of freak shows like some of these lines down south. So you look at your Alabamas, your Georgias, your Clemsons. You know, Clemson is a particularly good example because of losing who'd they lose to Clemson? Why is his name escaping me?
Wilkins.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
There's too many names, too many classes. It all adds up, and I'm not fresh. Okay, but yeah, Christian Wilkins a few years ago picking Clemson over Penn State. It's hard to argue with that. Like if you're a monstrous defensive lineman and you believe that you have high NFL draft pick potential,
yeah,
there are some really proven producers out there. Penn State is not in that category
yet. Right.
Yet I would say I think that defensive end, in terms of that position, they are getting there. And 2018 might be the year where they turn the corner there. Defensive tackle, they've made do with what they've had. They've maximized and then some the talent that they've had at defensive tackle. They are only now beginning to try and turn the corner where you're maxing out three stars and now getting to the place where they're looking for four and five stars.
Right.
But I think that reputation, that the one that Alabama and Clemson has, it works against Penn State for guys like this.
Yeah, no question. And look, let's not just say that, a couple years ago, Fred Hansard, four-star, top 12 defensive tackle nationally. You get P.J. Mustipher, Aeneas Hawkins in the last class. I mean, it's not that Penn State is lost out. I don't want to make
it. Don't forget about Judge Culpepper.
Correct. And I don't want to sound so doom and gloom because it certainly hasn't been overall. But at the same time, you would love to have these freshman All-American caliber players on your roster when you're deep in the recruiting game for them. And Alfano has that kind of potential. But it's... it's one of those things, too, where Penn State's having a nice run here. There's other names and targets on the board, and, you know, it's probably not worth spending too much time being downtrodden about losing Alfano. At the same time, though, I do think that, he's a guy that will make an impact down there pretty early.
I think that still right now, Penn State is not the destination for local 280-pound defensive linemen.
No.
And that's okay.
Right.
Penn State has been a lot of things, and they're working to get in that position to be that. And I think they will sooner than later. But Antonio Alfano to Alabama, I don't think it was a huge surprise. You would love to have the kid, but it's a small class, and there's a whole bunch of players lining up to be in it. A couple coming up. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, by the way. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Talking Penn State recruiting and the announcements coming. I want to touch on these briefly because, you know, frankly, they're not going to have a huge shelf life with the announcements coming around, what, 5 and 6,
yes.
I think? From
5:50 and 7:05.
That's how it's been going.
Right.
Especially how the last few days have gone.
It just...
what is going on,
yeah,
man? I think they need to sync up. So I think the way I see it happening is that Prospect A, let's just say Jaquan Brisker, the safety from Lackawanna College, says, James Franklin, I am ready to commit. I'm committing to Penn State. I'm all in, whatever. Yes, you have my permission to put out the We Are Better tweet. It builds up anticipation and kind of puts that prospect on center stage because all of Penn State Twitter is now anticipating it. So there's a little bit of a cycle, but these past couple with him on Thursday night had a graphics issue, I guess, right?
Yeah. I guess we'll just go with that, yeah.
Marquise Wilson on Sunday. You're talking about a couple hours between We Are Better and whenever we get official word.
Yeah, it was weird. It's not normal, but it was apparently this weekend, or this past weekend, rather. But, yeah, I mean, I think that the one thing that, you know, we forget sometimes is that these kids post graphics with their commitment announcement. They usually have, you know, 300 or 400-word statements that they type out, and they have to do that, and they read over it 100 times, and I'm sure change it. And
they still miss some
this
errors.
Person, yeah, and
they
this
still
person
miss some
might
errors.
Read it, and that person might read it. So, you know, if Coach Franklin maybe has, you know, a half-hour block to talk, and, you know, you get him on the phone, and because you only have, you know, let's say, you know, maybe he has this, that, and the other thing, family dinner, this, you know, he might only have a certain window of time to talk. So kid might call and commit before he has anything ready. You know, obviously the commitment's good, so Franklin puts the word out there. Meanwhile, the kid's just, you know, getting everything organized. So sometimes it takes a while, but these two were pretty long.
Let's hope that trend changes. Let's start with Brandon Smith. Linebacker defensive end. He's a 4-star, 5-star, depending on where you're looking. 5-star in the 24/7 composite. He's a long player at 6'4", 220. Listed as a linebacker by 24/7, a defensive end by Rivals. It looks like all Penn State here. There's, you know, the crystal ball shapes up that Penn State is going to get this kid. You look on film, you look at what Penn State is doing with Cam Brown, for example, and I think he's a linebacker.
Yeah.
I don't care how long he is. I think he's a linebacker. If Cam Brown is a linebacker, Brandon Smith at the same point in his career is better, longer, faster, more instinctive, and more physical than Cam Brown probably is right now. So
yeah.
If Cam Brown's a linebacker, Brandon Smith is a linebacker.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that whatsoever. I mean, he is a guy that is just he has fun tape. I mean, you talked earlier about Devin Ford's tape, and Brandon Smith is pretty fun to watch,
yeah,
too. He's an aggressive guy, a long guy. He looks like your prototypical, if he was to pick Penn State, guy that could start right alongside Micah Parsons for a few years, and I think that's what Penn State is sort of hoping for here. As teams just go to a 4-2-5 base and say, you know, we're not going to play a 4-3 unless it's, you know, a major heavy run opponent and we don't have a choice. The more guys you can get on the field that are able to cover and able to play in the run game, the better. And that's what you would be getting with Brandon Smith. I mean, he is the number two inside linebacker in the country for a reason. I don't know if you have to keep him at inside linebacker. I think he runs well enough to play that sort of boundary field, that box backer, as Brent Pry tends to call him interchangeably. But, yeah, I mean, You and I were talking off the air, but it's weird that I can't remember the last time Penn State was this seemingly much of a lock for a five-star recruit from outside of Pennsylvania. I mean, look, with Micah, it was a long journey, but I think we all had a pretty good feeling that he was going to end up at Penn State in the end. And as we got closer and closer to decision time, that started to bear itself out. But he was a PA kid. It made sense. You probably have to go back a little bit of a ways to find a five-star talent that is a top 30 player in the country and a top two player in his position that, again, was seemingly this much of a lock to go to Penn State. We'll see how it plays out. But, Dustin, right now the crystal ball predictions usually aren't wrong, and they are all Penn State.
All Penn State. The same thing can be said about Tyler Rudolph, who his commitment date was set. And then you had the dominoes start to fall around him. He's a four-star defensive back from Connecticut. Listed at 6'1", 205. And the question for him, cornerback or safety? I think the cornerback being the more premium position, he looks every bit like he can play it.
Yeah.
He seems like a start his career at cornerback kind of player and see what happens later. That 6'1", 205 frame is perfect for what they're trying to do, which is create that pipeline where you can make the move from one position to the other.
Yeah, no question about it. I think he's a guy that could play either one depending on what Penn State needs. And this is interesting now for the Lions because they are going to have probably as deep a corner room as they've had in quite a long time. And yeah. I know there's probably a lot of hyperbole attached with these last few kids that we've talked about. But at the same time, I mean, you look at what level Penn State's recruiting on, and it's hard to go back and find a time when it was recruiting like this. I mean, these are high-level prospects. They all want to play from day one. And you know, at some point, there's a negative to it because you get too many of them at one spot and you can only play two or three of them. And sometimes you end up losing guys to transfers and things like that. But for the most part, I have to think that Penn State is right now recruiting about as high as level as it ever has. And what that should end up doing, Dustin, is really making Brent Prilett defense just formidable for years to come. But they obviously have to get both these guys first. We'll see what they do tonight. But when you look at the group it's already in, it's a darn good group so far, even regardless of what these two decide to do.
Good group. They had a couple near misses in the 18 class, looking for another safety or two. Isheem Young, his issue. You're not going to have any issues with defensive backs in the 2019 class, assuming the crystal ball is correct and Tyler Rudolph commits later this evening. Really good class shaping up in all kinds of ways, but especially in the defensive backfield. All right, we're moving on. Pat Chambers, Penn State basketball coach, is going to join us talking all about the offseason, his contract extension, so stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.